Now, we take this basic systems model and apply it to education, as was done for many, many years. And this is, although some criticize this as an industrial model, and it is admittedly quite linear, it still has utility for us as a starting point. And so here we see in this diagram a list of inputs, a set of processes in which these inputs are put together in a classroom or a school or a project. And then we think of the outputs of the system in education. We talk about it in several different ways as outputs or outcomes, or increasingly more recently as impacts. And these can be split into several categories. Outputs are employable graduates who can think critically, who value learning, who are humane, civil individuals, and who become responsible citizens. But the real outcomes we're looking for, the impacts on the society, the reason we have education systems, is we want civil society. We want economic and social development. We want new knowledge with which to keep things moving forward. And so this simple systems model applied to education has some utility. And then we have a series of feedbacks in the higher performing systems, which are constantly helping us to check whether or not our actions and the inputs and the ways we put them together are having the intended outputs and outcomes.